Hi everybody, this is Passive Saka. You know what? Just because it came up immediately, I'm going to be muting Discord so it doesn't bug me through this entire fucking recording. Anyways, this is my 1,000 follower AMA. First of all, thank you so fucking much. I honestly didn't think I'd get to this point, but it's been a wild fucking journey, let me put it that way. Lots of stuff has happened. Good, bad, all neutral stuff as well, thankfully. And honestly, none of this would have happened. None of my newfound self-esteem would have happened without the support from you guys. So truly, thank you. Anyways, let's get to the show, shall we? I'm just gonna read off these questions in any fucking order. Cause I got a bunch of questions from my Twitter post, and then the actual post here on Reddit, and then my anonymous feedback form. Alright, I'm just gonna start with the Reddit sheet. Alright, this comes from Taco Geek Good start. Good fucking start. Taco Geek GWA. Which, from one taco to another, congrats on the success. Well, thank you. From one taco to another. Brethren. How did you come up with your name? So my name, initially, like my handle, was, I came up with it in middle school. It's actually been my handle for every single online account that I've used since middle school. So it's been like, close to, excuse me. Sorry about that. I'll have to fucking edit that out. Unless I forget. It's been my username since the beginning. It's like, not, well, obviously at the beginning of Reddit, Xbox Live handle, PS4 handle, any online accounts that I've used, actually to the point that I actually had to change one of my old accounts that had my face because somebody found it. Oops. Thankfully I fixed that. But yeah, I've just used it for a while, and this was actually my old Reddit account that I just used for whatever the fuck. And then one day I decided to start posting audio, so bada bing bada boom. I've thought about changing it, because in all honesty, it's not that Pacifist Taco, not the most erotic. I don't think people hear that and immediately go sploosh, but it's kind of my name now, so. What's your favorite script that you've made into an audio? Favorite script, specifically. Fuck, hold on. I'm gonna go through a list of my audios. Let's see. Sorry, I'm yawning. It is relatively late, but I have to stay up to get this done. Among other things. Let's see. My favorite audio, based off of a script specifically, I still have to go back to one of the first ones that I made, which was Healing. Early script. And it has some heavier subjects to it. It's about, I'm the listener's boyfriend who went through sexual assault when they were younger. And I helped them through that. I'm still proud of that one. But if we're talking about a script that... or if we're talking about an audio that isn't based off of a script at all, then actually... the only improv audio that I've done up until this point, I'm proud of that one because... spoiler alert, it also deals with sexual assault. In this case, it deals with the subject of my own sexual assault. And I'm just proud of it because the two different tones, for one. Like, it starts off in the whole hard dom. Hard dom, degradation, slapping, CNC. And then after I I actually break down, it becomes a loving, emotional boyfriend experience script, which I'm proud of myself for having those two. And well, I'm just proud of it because it helped me get past that. I was pretty much over it by the time that I posted that, but actually getting the actually getting it out there, like, it's an official, because the audio is mostly fictional, with the exception of the backstory that I talk about in it. That is basically me talking about what happened to me. Yeah, it was just, I'm proud of it. Let's see. Are you a hard shell guy or a soft shell guy? I mean, I'm hard when I need to be. No. Honestly, despite it being my name, I'm not a big fan of tacos. I prefer soft shell, though. Hard shell is like, you bite into it and the entire thing falls apart, and I'm just like, well, what was the point? I'm just gonna have to be eating ground meat off the plate anyways, because it's all down there. Yeah. On a scale... I love the way that you fucking phrase this. On a scale of, oh my god, this mayonnaise is too spicy, to, oh my god, my asshole is molten... How spicy do you like your tacos? I like spicy food. Not as crazy as my uncle. He is fucking ridiculous. He makes his own hot sauce by growing his own hot ass peppers in the backyard and blending them all together until he has this fucking soup that just burns. Like, you put it on your hand and it just burns. You see smoke coming off. Not that crazy, but I'm a fan of spicy food, so. Yeah, I'd like a spicy taco. I actually feel like having a really good soft shell taco now. Poop. Anyway, thank you for the questions. Next is Leah. Hi. who starts off with, why are you so dang cute, you cutie? thank you. I don't know. to answer the question. What's your favorite kind of ice cream? I mean, I adore anything with lots and lots of chocolate, so like triple chocolate is like a high one on the list. Juno, leave the pen alone. But I'm also a really big fan of mint chocolate chip. And I've seen people talk shit about mint chocolate chip, and I won't have that. You're allowed to unfollow me. no, please. Go get it. That was a pen, by the way. I'm throwing a pen at the fucking cat. Not at the cat. Jesus. Excuse me. How'd you get interested in GWA, and what have you learned from bringing the interwebs your lovely voice? How'd I get interested in GWA? It actually started off a couple years ago when, like, ASMR was actually, like, blowing up. When it was first blowing up. And I saw it, I was like, ooh! And there were a couple ASMR videos on YouTube that were just, like, very specifically, like, the ear licking, but it also sounded pretty suggestive. So I was like, ooh. Ooh, what's this? And there were a couple that were, like, explicitly suggestive. Like, just straight up. Like, they say it's totally not in the video title. Or, like, it's up to the listener's interpretation. But it's, like, let's be real. That's boning. And I was like, oh, yeah, damn, that was, I like that. Is there more? And I typed it in, like, to the internet, like, erotic ASMR, and I found GWA, and I've been here ever since. That's pretty much it. And what have you learned from bringing the interwebs here? My voice. I've learned that people actually like my voice. That people actually... I was under the impression that the voices, only voices people liked were the really deep ones. You guys that talk like this, you know, like most of the big names. But no, there's people that actually like my kind of voice. And that surprised me. Because honestly, I was under the impression, yeah, I already said that. I'm repeating myself. Nice job, me. But yeah, just, I am a little bit surprised. I'm surprised that I have fucking 1,000 followers at this point. When I have my voice like this, oh jeez. Scenarios are kinks that you don't see enough audios about, / would like to see more of. I actually do not know. Because my main thing, as a lot of people might know at this point, it's literally my fucking Twitter name at the moment. I'm a big fan of impregnation. But that's everywhere. Breeding has become a huge tag. I guess the slave-master dynamic is one that I don't see very often. I'm just like the sub that does nothing but stay at home and wait for the master to come home. You know? That specific dynamic of just like the master takes on all the responsibilities of the sub's life. You know what I mean? Bills and food and all that shit. But again, I don't know how you would work that into an audio. That's when I don't see it enough of. What else? I can't even think of anything else, honestly. As far as my kinks go, it's relatively simple. And honestly, GWA is kind of oversaturated with them right now, so whoop whoop. Is there an audio that really tested your acting ability, editing skills, or that you're just really proud of? Oh, I was already talking about this. My improv audio, yeah. I would say that tested my acting ability. I had the cry in it. Which was partially real and partially not. Trauma ho. Editing skills. There was one in particular from around this time last year that was ridiculous on the editing. Which I believe was dodging her signs. Which I had to do the two tracks for. I had to do the, because it had inner dialogue, so I had to do one run-through of just my regular speaking, and then one run through of my inner dialogue, and layer them over top of each other. You know what I mean? And then add the regular ass fucking sound effects. A couple of those. I need to get better at editing. There's actually an audio that I'm sitting on right now, and I've had it for like a couple months. It's like the raw audio, and I need to add sound effects, and I'm always just like, I'll do it later. Yeah, pretty much. Alright. Thank you for the questions, Leah. Love you, hun. Mwah. Next is from Aurora Lights. Hi, Aurora. Hi. Why did I do the voice? Hold on. Hi, Aurora. Alright. Alright. That's the obligatory... Yeah. What is your bank account number? Forward. Oh, wait, no, that's the question that I asked up here. Yeah. You can ask me literally anything, in quotations, besides, like, my bank PIN. Yeah, so you're just... Yeah, okay, I got it. The joke's funnier when I explain it, right? If given the opportunity, would you branch out into voice acting for a video game or an anime? Oh, absolutely. Whether it be paid work or just doing it for free, I'd love to do that. Yeah, acting is one of my big things. I'm a big fan of fiction writing as well, but voice acting is... Well, obviously, it's one of my big things. A book series you think is underrated? Because most of the... It's either individual books that I think are underrated, or book series that I've read that are not underrated at all. In fact, are a little bit overrated. Well, I guess underrated nowadays. Does anyone remember the Warriors books? Those cats. I always liked that series when I was a kid. That one's pretty good. I actually joined a role-playing server at one point. That was back when I didn't know how to talk to people online, so guess how long that lasted. What movie do you consider your guilty pleasure? Movie I consider my guilty pleasure. Besides, like, The Room, there's another one that's really on the same level of So Bad It's Good that I absolutely adore, called Samurai Cop. Yeah, it's fucking awful, and I love it. If we're talking about actual guilty pleasures that aren't, like, So Bad It's Good, then... What's an actual guilty pleasure one? See, here's the thing. I'm an elitist prick when it comes to movies. So if the movie's not, like, objectively not good, then I don't like it. You know what I mean? Because there's a difference between whether the movie's good or bad and whether you liked it or not. You know? The Harry Potter films are well put together. I'm just not a big fan. The Room is not well put together at all, and I fucking adore it, you know? The quality is independent of how much you enjoy it. I can't even think of any off the top of my head, fuck. Shit. I guess I'm gonna have to stick with Samurai Cop, because I, now that I've been put on the quote unquote on the spot, I can't think of any movies. Damn. You know what? I gotta fucking open up Netflix and take a look through for this sole fucking purpose. I'm gonna bring this whole AMA to a complete halt. Complete halt. And see, here's the problem. All the fucking movies that I really, really like are all ones that are, like, fucking so well put together that I'm just like, oh. No, you know what? Guilty pleasure? The fucking Resident Evil movies. Like, the animated ones. They're not great, but it's Resident Evil, so I fucking adore them. Maybe another one would be, like, Constantine. With, like, Keanu Reeves. That wasn't that great, but I enjoyed it. Okay, I've given, like, three different answers. There you go. If someone offered you a $1 million travel opportunity, where would you want to go? I mean, there's a couple places in the world that I'd like to go and see. I'd love to see, like, the cradle of mankind in Ethiopia, just for the sole purpose that it's, well, as the name put, the cradle of mankind. It's where we evolved to what we are. I would love to see, like, the original ruins that have, like, Sumerian ruins. Japan is a big one. Beautiful country. New Zealand is a beautiful country. Somewhere cold as well. Just for the, like, survival aspect. Surviving out in the cold wilderness. So, well, I don't need to go far for that. I literally just have to go fucking north from here. Northern Canada, it's a bitch. Temperatures all time of the year. Well, not all year. I'd have to go pretty far up north for that. Honestly, right now, the only place I'd like to go is Florida. Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details why, but at the moment, Florida. And congratulations again. Thank you. Thank you, Aurora. Okay. Twitter. Favorite manga from your childhood and why? There's actually a manga specifically. From my childhood, I read, like, Zatch Bell. If anyone remembers that, I'm pulling it up now. They've got, like, the books. I don't know if Digimon counts. But I read the Digimon mangas. And I read one. Where is it? Just, no, not just add water, just add milk. What's it called? I'm trying to find the name. Instant Teen, just add nuts, that's it. It's some girl that eats some fucking cereal. She becomes a teen. And I read that one and I'm like, why am I reading this? Because there's specifically, like, a shoujo. So, me being, like, super young, like, grade four, like, I'm a dude. Going, why am I reading this? Oh, wait, because nobody cares. Well, no, they did back then, but, like, your fucking interests don't need to be related to whether you're whatever fucking gender you are. You know, surprise, surprise. Trying to think of any other mangas I read. I read a couple issues of One Piece. And I was like, I'm good. It's pretty much all the manga I read as a kid, actually. It was mostly just watching anime, like Sailor Moon. And yes, I watched Sailor Moon. Because Sailor Moon was fucking great. Well, no, the voice acting was terrible. I watched the dubs, and the English voice acting is so terrible that it adds to it. And I cannot watch the sub version. I can't watch the Japanese. I have to have... Excuse me. I have to have the shitty voice acting. Like when they're falling into a pit and they're going, ah. I have to have it. Otherwise, there's no fucking point. Hold on. I'm pulling up the other questions, because there was a couple more. Where is it? Where the fuck is it? This was on one of my Twitter posts. Here. Okay, if you could have... And this comes from... I forgot to list off. The manga question came from Bubbles. Bubbly Bunny. Again. Thank you, hun. Mwah. Okay. That was the last question about manga. This one comes from Ray Krona. Okay. If you could have dinner and a one-night stand with any celebrity slash historical figure, dead or alive, who would it be and why? Oh... Does Belle Delphine count? No. 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 What's her name? I had a really big crush on her when I was younger. What's the actress's name? The main lead in Paranormal Activity 4. Catherine Newton is her name. I had a really big crush on her when I was younger. I'm trying to think of who else. Why do people look up Vince Vaughn when they look up her? Like the rest of these people, I don't recognize them. Just Vince Vaughn. I'm trying to think. What are their celebrities? I really should have prepared for this AFI more, shouldn't I have? Oops. Yeah, I'll go with her. I personally think she's pretty hot. I completely blanked. When you say, okay, when you say, like, celebrity, do you mean, like, has to be from movies? I don't know why I'm asking you, because you can't respond. Because, again, does, like, online personalities count? Because there's a couple. There's a couple cosplayers that I'm like, oh, damn. I can't think of them off the top of my head. Like, I don't know, like Hannah Bunny or something. If anyone knows who the fuck that is. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Again, celebrities, there's not really that many that I'm sitting there going, oh yeah, damn, what you doing later? Olivia Wilde's pretty hot. Olivia Wilde's who I'm thinking of? Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm not really... There's not really too many celebrities that I'm like, yeah, let's, you know. It's mostly online personalities. You know? Yeah. All right. This is from my anonymous sheet. So I don't know who asked the question. That's the whole point of the anonymous sheet. What is one thing you've done or want to do that you think is something more people should try to do? Damn, really coming out with the hard questions. Well, I guess one thing is, like, work on a farm kind of thing. There's merit to when people say it builds character. To work out on a farm. Well, an orchard in my case, but it's still farm life, you know? I'd say that gives it merit. Gives you some perspective. Excuse me, a little thirsty. Honestly, that's one of the only things that I would, because for the most part, I'm not a very worldly person, so I don't have a whole lot of experiences that I would sit there and say, people should try to do this. I mostly just vibe, you know, vibe here. I mean, unless I'm telling people that they should try shrooms. It's like, what else? Yeah, something that I think people should do. More people should play Bloodborne. That's one. Fucking adore that game. But no, like, honest to God advice? Not too much. The only one that I can actually think of is... Try... If you can, get some farm work. Some good, honest, hard labor. And it does build character. I would say that much. Again... Gives you perspective. Quiet country life. It's hard work, but you know, you're out in nature. You know, it's good work. If somebody offered me, then I definitely would again. Well, plus the pay was pretty good. It also helped that I was living on the farm, so I didn't have to pay rent. Just like the bare minimum bunkhouse price, which was like maybe $30 to live there. And for the water and, like, you know, power and hydro. Like $30 total. That's some pretty good rent prices right there. Of course, it was a single room in a metal shack in the middle of the summer, so... thank you, Anonymous. Alright, let's see. Because I know there's a couple more on my Anonymous form. This was somebody attempting to alert me to stuff happening on Twitter. Yeah, goodbye. Alright. Okay, questions in closing. And I know you're fucking listening to this. Is Taylor the best girlfriend? Best I've ever had, yeah. What do you think of Taylor? I fucking love her, yes. Is Taylor cool? Pretty gamer. Why do you think Taylor is cool? What is this, a fucking math quiz? You have the answer. Why do you know? Because I'm not stupid. I know. You're just cool. Bingus. Thank you. Fuck. Bingus. Yes. She fucking told me the other day, ooh, I want to ask some questions. So I'm like, oh, okay, you can put some questions. But she said, don't look at them. Don't look at them until you're doing it. All right, well, I'm looking at them now. I thought you were going to ask serious questions. You know all the answers to these. I think that's all the questions, actually. Well, actually, that's a good closing point. Is that? Yeah, I guess that's the fucking AMA. Again, just as a closing statement, thank you again to everyone. Everyone that follows, everyone that listens. I really enjoy doing this, and I'm sorry that I haven't put out as many audios as of recently. It's just opportunities to record. It's not willingness to do so. It's just opportunities where I have a free apartment to record. If I were able to, I would be recording way more often because I love this. I absolutely adore this. And I adore all of you for just being here. And geez, there's a lot of you now. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. And thank you for listening. I love all of you. Bye.